Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today over the phone, we are joined by Courtney Flint. And we're going to be talking about the Utah Well-Being Project. They're Serve Day active and open right now. Courtney, pleasure to be catching up with you today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
So I guess a good place for us to start is for people who might not be familiar, maybe they're new to the area. What is the Utah Well-Being Project?
Yeah, so we are at Utah State University, and of course we're the land-grant university, and so we really have an obligation to match our capacities up with the needs and energies of communities around the state. And communities in Carbon County, their Helper and Price have been partners with this Utah Wellbeing Project for a number of years. Really what it is this is a survey. We partner with cities and towns to help collect survey data from residents and communities and to address all aspects of individual well-being and community well-being, and just generally gather some perspectives on how things are going in their community. And we can look at the data to see trends over time and some of the hot issues are, and communicate that to community leaders in reports that we make publicly available and serve up to the city leaders. And then we come back every couple of years and do it again so that we can track how things might be changing. And so, yeah, we collect data from residents, and it provides it to decision makers for planning purposes.
You know, I'm so glad that you mentioned that Utah State University is a land-grant institution. It feels like oftentimes we overlook that, and that's why you see so much good research coming out of what Utah State is doing, especially through things like the Utah Wellbeing Project.
Yep, that's our goal. We really have statewide coverage, and all quarters and parts of the state are super important, and we love partnering with our communities to get good work done.
Yeah, it's just such a good institution to try and work with throughout the community. Now, for people who maybe have never seen what the Utah Wellbeing Project is, what kind of questions are they answering throughout the process of it?
Yes, I'm glad you asked. So we've got questions about how the individual respondent is doing. So generally, how's your well-being? And then how would you rate your well-being in 12 different categories, you know, from health to connections with nature to living standards and safety and security and things like that. And then we ask them how important are those things to your well-being, because everybody might have a different bundle of the things that make up their well-being. But then we pivot and we ask about your community. So how would you say things are going in your community, and how connected do you feel to that community? How would you feel about population growth and the pace of economic development, and, you know, any aspects of the local economy you might like to see changed, and what could be done to improve well-being? And we have a set of concerns that we ask every time we do the survey so that we can track kind of the concerns and how things, how people feel about as they look into the future. And then we ask some demographic questions, largely because it helps us to determine how representative our results are for the broader communities, and find out how well-being might differ within communities. All of these data, everybody's anonymous. We don't have anybody's identity. And so we're really careful with that. And so there's a variety of angles that we cover to kind of paint this broad picture of well-being, which I interpret as everything that makes up a good life.
You know, and it's a tall task that you guys are taking on, trying to gather this well-being information, but it's something that will definitely greatly go to benefit the communities you guys are taking this survey in. Because like you mentioned earlier, these answers, they're going to help to give information to community leaders on the direction the general public kind of wants to see these areas go.
Yeah, that's right. And we've partnered with communities over across the state, up and down, from very small rural communities to very big urban communities. And it really helps us to pull out what's unique about all of our different communities in Utah. And it's a real chance to let your voice be heard.
Yeah, and I guess the best question to follow that up with is, if people are interested in taking the survey, it should only take about 10 minutes of their time. Where can they go and find this if they want to have a voice in how the potential directions of these communities goes?
Right. So we will make sure that that you guys there at the radio station have the flyers and the links that you'll be posting on your website. It's a pretty straightforward link. They will have QR codes and a link that you can use to go into the survey. Helpers this year is www.tinyurl.com/helper2026. And prices is the same thing, the www.tinyurl.com/price. I'm just trying to get that right. It's price is a little bit different from helpers, forgive me. Yeah, tinyurl.com/price2026 WB, capital W, capital B. But we'll make sure that those are on the website there for Castle Country Radio, and that you could just go straight into that. Both of these communities are spreading the word through flyers and social media and on their websites, so you can go there as well.
Yep, but flyers, social media, the city websites, and of course over on castlecountryradio.com, we are going to have the links directly to these surveys. Just trying to make it as accessible for everyone as can be, because ultimately you want the most feedback as possible.
We really do. And so we encourage you to take the survey if you're age 18 or older, and to share it with your family and friends. We want to hear from all people from all walks of life. It's hard to get those younger adults and those men to fill out the survey. So get your brothers and dads and husbands to take that survey if you're a woman out there. We want to hear from you, but we want to also hear from all parts of the community.
Now, Courtney, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with?
We just really hope for great participation in this so that we can really hear from the full range of voices. We will process the data and we will send the results. We'll publish them publicly on our website and we'll get them back to your community leaders to share with you so that you can see directly what these results look like this year.
Well, Courtney, it was a pleasure to catch up with you today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us. It's great to partner with your communities.
Again, our guest, Courtney Flynn, and we're talking about the Utah Wellbeing Project, a quick 10-minute survey you can take to help guide your communities into the future, available over in Price and Helper. We have links to those surveys up over on CastleCountryRadio.com. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.